Now let's turn in God's Word to Acts chapter 8. In Acts chapter 8, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 40. Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 1, and the verse 1 starts with the context of Stephen being stoned to death, the first martyr of the church. And Acts chapter 8, verse 1. These are God's words, so let's give our attention to them. "And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial, and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house, and hauling men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto them, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the Gospels in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to his chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shear, he opened not And so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? And Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way, rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities, till he came to Caesarea. Those are God's words. Now Stephen, having been stoned to death by the Jews, led by Saul, and as we know him, Paul, in the last chapter, now begins the testimony of the history of a great persecution upon the church there in Jerusalem. And we ask, why? And verses 1 through 3, why is suffering and persecution at times in the church God's eternal plan? Why? And here we see it. So that the church would spread abroad throughout Judea and Samaria. Praise the Lord. The gospel went forth, spreading out so that many believed and many were saved. If some Christians suffered and even died, each one of them, as we ought to, if it were to ever happen here, and it might happen here soon, they would say, it was worth it, even if only one believed on the salvation. As the testimony of the truth of the gospel spread, many would believe that gospel of Jesus Christ on the salvation. If even one, that suffering is worth it. For to me to live is Christ, Paul said, and to die gain. And we see it as that Saul or Paul who is making havoc on the church, entering into homes, pulling the believers, the believing Jews, out of their homes and exiling them. Throwing them, many of the men and women, into prison for their faith. And those who are being exiled, they're leaving Jerusalem and they're going off to Samaria and Judea. And so the gospel spread. Moreover, Philip was ministering the gospel, others with him. During this time that we see in this chapter, the gospel preached in Samaria and embraced there by some, even one, Simon Magus, who we made mention of this morning and last Lord's Day as well. We see the Holy Spirit poured out upon those who truly believe in Simon Magus, trying to purchase the giving of the Holy Spirit with money. And his being rebuked through verse 25. And we see, if we go back, it said Simon believed. And what we see is the same thing that happened in John's Gospel. Many Jews believed, but they believed the miracles. They believed the signs and not Jesus. The same with Simon. And then we see through the end of the chapter the faith of the Ethiopian eunuch and his baptism and the gospel through him going back to Ethiopia. Again, the gospel spreading to the ends of the earth. Praise the Lord. Beloved, here in chapter 8, the gospel is being sent forth via an instrument of suffering and persecution. And through the preaching of the gospel to the ends of the earth, even to Ethiopia. So that now today the gospel has reached to us. Praise the Lord. And we have believed, many of us have believed, and if you haven't, then you must believe the gospel, that you would be saved too from your sins. And how can you believe but to turn to Christ from your sins? And the promise to you is you shall be saved. It's freely offered to you. You must embrace it. You must embrace the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Father, we do praise You. We're again thankful for the gospel. We see that the suffering and the persecution of Your people, some even being put to death, led to the gospel being preached all the more and spreading out throughout different regions in Judea and Samaria, and then here at the end going all the way to Ethiopia, back to the civil magistrate, the queen of Ethiopia. The gospel would be heard there. And Father, we're thankful that the gospel has spread even to us today, in which we have in hope the glorious outlook and the future of the many nations coming unto You in faith, as we prayed this morning. And we continue praying, as we did this morning, for those Christians, those believers, in the midst of their nations at war in Russia and Ukraine. And we pray for them and those surrounding regions, that You would uphold them and build them up in the faith, and strengthen them with Your Word, and sanctify them in the truth. Your Word is truth. Father, if they are to suffer at the hands of fighting men, and we pray that they would proclaim the gospel to them as they suffer, and that Your name would be praised, and many would come to salvation in Christ Your Son. Father, we do pray and ask for Your help for us this evening, that You would be with us in our hearts as we worship You. Again, we are frail, and we are often wayward in what we do in worship. As we learned this morning, we are to do only what You command us to do in Your worship. And yet often we go aside and we are frail and we invent things, and by inventing those things and then keeping those things around for long periods of time, they become traditions of men instead of the traditions of Your Word, of the apostles and prophets. And so, Father, we pray that You would turn us from any of those things and turn us from all idolatries to You, the living God, and keep our hearts pure. And for that to be, we ask that You would make our hearts pure in Christ and make us to be righteous and grant us righteousness to walk in faithfulness to Jesus in accordance with Your law, Your Word. We would be holy as You are holy. Our Father, we also plead today for our children. We ask that You would be with them and grant them salvation in Christ. That You would, even if it is Your will, send Your Spirit even now, turning their hearts to You from their sin. We pray the same for those we come in contact with this week, our neighbors, our co-workers, our family members and friends. And we think also of those in other churches that do not know You, even in this church that may not know You. We pray that You would call them to Yourself who are of Your elect and grant them salvation in Your Son. And Father, we do pray for those, our sister churches and our presbytery, who are without ministers right now, pastors. We ask that You would provide for them the consistent preaching ministry and pastor to be among them. And we do thank You that the church in Denver has called a man, and yet we ask that You would bring that man at the right time. And if he would accept that call and be examined by the presbytery, we ask that You would bring that about soon. Do pray for the other congregations in Laramie and Manhattan and Houston and in San Antonio. We ask that You'd provide ministers for them, that they would have the Word amongst them, And that you would grow their churches for your glory alone, that the gospel would continue going forth, and many would believe unto salvation, from the Jews and the Gentiles. And Father, thankful for these churches and all the churches of our presbytery, and pray that you would sanctify all of us and turn us from our sins to you. Lead the elders, your under shepherds, under Christ, who is the head of the church. Lead your under shepherds, the elders, to faithfulness in all things, and to rule according to your word, to be just rulers in the court of your church, as well to reform and bring reformation back to your word where we have erred and turned aside to our own ways. We pray the same in this congregation ourselves and our elders here. And Father, we do ask that you would be with your people. Strengthen their bodies. Strengthen their souls. And you would cleanse us of all of our sin and bring us unto Christ, your Son, even now as we continue worshiping you. We pray that you would hear our prayers because of him who lives to make intercession for us, the mediator King Jesus Christ, in which you hear, Father, his prayers. His prayers who perfects our prayers, in which you answer each one of his prayers, yes and amen. And so hear him as you would hear us through him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.